I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coordinated door-to-door attacks by Islamic extremists have killed over 500 Ethiopian Christians since June. But Greg Kelly of World Mission says the situation could get worse.
They're saying, and comparing it to the lead-up of the genocide in Rwanda, which of course was atrocious, of up to a million people killed in a 90-day window. And the thing is, they were killed by machetes and spears, and those are the exact stories that are coming out of Ethiopia.
Kelly asks listeners to pray for specific people groups in Ethiopia, the Afar, the Somali, and the Oromo. Ministry to them, World Mission has seen almost 500 come to Christ in the last 6 months. And we have an encouraging story today on how God is moving amidst the pandemic in Kenya. Sarah is a believer from a Muslim background in eastern Kenya and a discipleship trainer with Global Disciples. When COVID-19 struck, Sarah had to adjust the way that she did outreach, so she and her ministry team started offering to pray with people in the street. An older woman came to them with a cancerous tumor, and even though she was Muslim, she asked for prayer. Here's what happened next.
The older woman just got super excited, and like any of us, she goes and tells everybody, and she kept sending people to Sarah. Before too long, within about 2 weeks, they'd had 20 people had come to the Lord in this Muslim community. A new fellowship was growing, and their prayer outreach ministry was turning into a daily long-term occurrence.
Barbara Gearhart with Global Disciples. And she says,
we just pray that God ends this pandemic, and that when he does, those hearts that have been open during this time remain open, and there is a wide field.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a pretty volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.